Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Once there was a meal at a house in Bethany. A family had decided to have Jesus over for supper. It was Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead, and his sisters, Martha and Mary. The problem was that Martha was clearly a type A hostess. And Mary was just sitting there, spending time with Jesus. Martha went to him to complain. "Lord, tell my sister to help me with the hospitality," she said. But instead of reprimanding Mary, Jesus reprimanded her. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious about many things. One thing only is necessary, and Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's a painting by Giovanni Gasparo, and the title is A Meal at Bethany. All the painting shows is a small table set for four. At three of the place settings, everything is a mess. The plates are dirty, the glasses are smudged and still filled with remnants of wine. The used utensils are all laying askew, and the napkins are all crumpled up. But at one place setting, everything is perfect, orderly, symmetrical, and clean. The plates and cups and utensils are pristine, and in just their proper places. That's the place setting where Martha was supposed to sit. It's nice and neat and tidy, because Martha hasn't been there. She's missed the meal. She missed her chance to sit and spend time with her family and with her God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's a constant temptation to put order and tidiness, projects, and staying on top of things ahead of the people in our life. Just like it was for Martha. We try to get ahead of the mess, on top of all of our projects, and we miss out on what matters most. For instance, how many of us refuse to extend hospitality to our family and friends because when we have to have people over, we so exhaust ourselves cleaning up before and after that it just isn't worth it? And how many of us come home from work and instead of showing joy at seeing our spouse and kids, we just look at the mess in the yard or the kitchen or the living room or the bedrooms? And how many of us, when we actually have the chance to be at home on weekends, put yard work or home renovations ahead of spending time with Jesus in prayer or time with our families? The American Puritans used to say, cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, it isn't. Love is next to godliness. Generosity is next to godliness. Delighting in the people in your life, that's next to godliness. So ask yourself, does production, getting things done, putting things in order, does that actually get in the way of your being present to the people in your life and allowing them to be present to you? If so, pray to the sister saints, Martha and Mary, to help you be at peace in the mess. I love that phrase. To be at peace in the mess. So that you can be there for the people who need you the most. And so that you can delight in the presence of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Martha had many, many things she felt needed to be done. She had a long to-do list. And notice this. It wasn't that she was doing bad things. In fact, she was doing good things. She was serving the Lord himself. But the primary service the Lord wants from us is time spent with him. You know, the greatest way to tell a person that we love them is to spend time with them. If we never have time for them, what are we telling them? The primary act of love the Lord wants from us is just time with him in friendship, and that's prayer. So does your to-do list prevent you from praying? Do you forget that all the things you can do for Jesus, really only one of them is necessary, and that prayer is the better part? If your to-do list, your personal or professional agenda, makes you feel as though you don't have time to pray, then pray to the saint sisters, Mary and Martha, to help you ensure that at the very top of your to-do list every day is to sit and talk with the God who loves you. And even more important, give him enough time to just listen to him in silence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Go back to that picture of the table with the three messy place settings and the one clean one, Martha's perfectly tidy witness to her missed opportunity. God will only be able to really use you when you are able to be at peace in the mess. Did you catch that? God will only be able to really use you when you are able to be at peace in the mess. If we're constantly driven to get organized, stay on top of things, get stuff done, if we can't get out of that flurry of activity, how can God reach us, direct us, form us? And if God can't reach us, how can He guide us to where we need to be? And if we're not able to be quiet or to sit still, how can we be responsive to His promptings? How can we hear Him say, "You have to drop this project and go be with this person"? God grant us the grace to let go of our idols of production, of perfection, of tidiness and to-do lists, and be with Him, and be with the people He has put in our lives. Saint Martha and Saint Mary and Saint Lazarus, help us never to miss an opportunity to delight in the best part of this life, time in friendship with Jesus and time in friendship with each other. That's the priority. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was reflecting during this meditation that the two things we do the least often, I'm saying in general, for Americans, is just to waste time with Jesus in prayer and to just waste time being present to other people.
Well, we just waste time.
You are so clever. That's you're exactly right. We waste our precious time and we miss the opportunity to do the two most important things.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing I was reflecting on in all this is that missed opportunity. And I think it's easy, specifically in America, we have an abundance of everything. We have an abundance of time and we take that for granted. But that image of the clean plate was really striking to me. That missed opportunity, to be with God. And it specifically, I'm really glad it brought it up. I was like, how does this connect at first? But it brought up my favorite story from the entirety of War and Peace.
Oh, tell me, please.
You didn't expect
that at all. No.
And our heads were in very different spaces this whole time. But it ties back really well. I didn't think it did at first.
Tell me.
My favorite story from one of the best stories from War and Peace. I shouldn't put it on such a high pedestal because, trust me, you should read War and Peace. But there's a story of a young Russian soldier on the battlefield, and he's entrusted with a very important piece of information. He's rushing across the battlefield to tell the emperor some specific battle plan, and he's searching all over the fields for him. He's on his horse, surrounded by a flurry of bullets. I mean, he's constantly under the threat of death, under fire. And he finally, after a whole day of searching, he finally finds the emperor sitting alone off at a distance, quietly reflecting in silence, and he seems very downcast. And the young soldier looks at him in the distance and he thinks, this is my moment, I should speak with him, but what if? What if this is an embarrassing moment for me? What if I say the wrong thing? What if he doesn't want to hear from me? He doesn't want any of this from me. And he's sitting there at a distance watching this person. And he's overthinking so much and doubting himself so much and so caught up and stressed about himself and how it would reflect on him that while he's standing there thinking about talking to the emperor, another soldier walks up, talks to the emperor, and the emperor looks at him. He's like, I've been waiting all day to speak to someone of this, like, and he shares with him all his troubles and confides in this other soldier right in front of this character, and he misses his opportunity to talk with the emperor. because he's so stressed and caught up with himself. And that missed opportunity is something that has really inspired me in my own life to never be too afraid to talk to the Emperor. But that's what we're always doing. We're always missing an opportunity because of stress, because we overthink everything.
But what you just said was like a lightning bolt. We are caught up in ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's why we miss the opportunity.
But the Emperor, he's waiting. It's exactly what he's looking for. He looks down on no one. He's just waiting for that conversation, for someone to confide in.
What a great image.
It's a really wonderful image.
How do we overcome this being consumed with ourselves, which makes us miss the opportunity? How do we make sure that we spend time with the Emperor, the King, with Jesus every day?
Stop overthinking it. Stop giving yourself all the excuses. You only have a moment to choose it, really. So the moment you start weighing your options, you've lost the opportunity. But there's never a reason not to.
I have found that when I make the first thing in the morning, the very first thing I do every day, mm-hmm. my time in friendship with Jesus, I never miss it.
Yeah. You gotta just jump to it. The moment I hesitate, I will lose that opportunity. You miss your seat at the table. Because I wake up and my first thought, I told myself I'm going to do my meditation first thing in the morning. And then I go, but I have 30 minutes before I really have to get out of bed. Oh, but I should take it easy today because I had a really big day yesterday. Or I'll wait until I have my tea or my coffee, and that'll take some time to make. And I give myself too many reasons. But if I just, while I can't think in the morning when I'm just a zombie, if I just get myself out of bed and go sit on my couch, I'll do it. It's all this thinking.
Well, okay, you just made a good point. If we don't have to think about it, if we make it a habit, mm-hmm. if we make it our routine, it's so much easier. And pretty soon we love it. So I think the two most important things, first of all, I had a really hard time praying at home until I set a specific time and a specific place mm-hmm. every day.
I think the place is a big part of it. I can never meditate in my bedroom. For a long time when I had roommates, I wanted the silence of being in my bedroom, but it just doesn't work in the same way where you need to remove yourself, have a beautiful image. It helps create that habit.
Yeah, because what do you do in your bedroom? You sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, until I created a specific place in the home where this is where I spent my hour in meditation every morning, it was very difficult. So a specific time and a specific place.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all these big homes. You know, it used to be that after World War II, they created all these 900 square foot homes with three bedrooms, one bathroom, an unfinished basement, and people had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids.
Yeah.
Now we have these 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 square foot homes.
And a lot of rooms you don't use. Oh, this is a sitting room. Does anyone sit in it? Absolutely not.
Everyone should create a room, a place where it's just for friendship with Jesus and prayer. And then make a specific time every day. And I think do it first. Because if you do it first, then you always get it in. Mm-hmm. And if you leave it for later, the devil will always set traps.
Never hesitate. I think that's my biggest thing. Don't hesitate.
Now, on the other side, so we have this one, the one priority, the one thing necessary, time alone with Jesus in friendship, which is prayer. But the other aspect is that without friendship with others, friendship with our spouse, our kids, with our friends, without friendship with others, life is so distasteful. That the elixir of life is friendship with others. Now, what prevents us from that?
That's a good question. Again, I think it's that hesitation to reach out. I think...
Okay, that's an excellent one.
I didn't realize this. I remember a conversation I had with Xavier my freshman year of college where I was like, it's really hard to make friends. He's like, who have you reached out to? And I was like, no one.
You just hit it. You hit the most.
But you have to be the first person to reach out because we're always thinking, oh, but that's so embarrassing and they're going to be so annoyed and bothered by me bothering them and I'm a bother. They don't want to hang. They haven't reached out to me because they don't want to hang out with me. The amount of times I've talked with people that I think they're just so far above me, like they would never spend time talking with me. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you reached out. I have nothing on the schedule. Like I've been waiting for someone to reach out to me. We're all waiting for someone to reach out to us.
You have hit the nail right on the head. We're all waiting for somebody to reach out to us. Now I spend time with your mom, with Sandy, my wife, every day talking with her. It's funny, the person that I spend the most time with beyond your mother is a friend who sends me a text every day with a simple question. Want to take a walk?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like to walk. I like to exercise by walking. I would prefer to walk with someone else.
Yeah.
Often I walk with your mom, but there's a lot of days where she's just tired. She doesn't want to walk. I walk with this friend. Why? Yeah. Because he reaches out to me.
Yeah.
So many people are lonely, but they don't do what you just said. They don't take the initiative.
And do what you're already doing. You're already going to take a walk. You might as well take a walk together. Every time I go get coffee, I always just go to work. I really like just going to a coffee shop to write. But every time I send a text to all my friends. I get mostly no's. Every now and again, you get one yes and you haven't seen that person in forever. That's impossible to plan sometimes, but just taking those opportunities. I think my biggest takeaway from this meditation is taking those opportunities.
Friendship takes no extra time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
What do I mean?
You mean that you can do what you're already doing. Because even if I do say, hey, I'm going to a coffee shop, I'm going to go work. I have a ton of stuff to get done. I know you're super busy. Let's work together. I love that there's a thing, I don't know if you're familiar with the term, but it's a big part of like child psychology and all of that, parallel play. It's just as important as like kids playing together is kids playing, doing their own thing, like near each other.
Yeah.
That's a big, big thing that people do. And it's,
yeah.
I think people my age are more familiar with the term because it's kind of funny, but parallel play is really important. One of my favorite memories was just like hanging out with a friend and I was painting and they were just doing their work off in the corner. Lovely day, just like a nice snow day outside, really cozy.
Yeah.
Didn't have to get involved. Just, I'm going to do my thing. I would like you to be here because it says your presence is enough to me. You have to do nothing to please me. I just like that you're here.
Very well said. Friendship takes no extra time. Just do what you're going to do and just invite somebody to do it with you. It makes it so much better. Well, St. Martha, St. Mary, St. Lazarus, pray for us to create a place in our home and a time, a routine, so we don't have to think about it, that we spend time in friendship with Jesus every day. And let's just do what we're going to do, but invite someone to do it with us always. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. That was lovely.
So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.
Hello, I'm Dr. Troy Hinkle with the School of Faith. We are currently accepting applications for our next Catholic Spiritual Mentors program. We especially need men. Our mission is that everyone establish a daily habit of mental prayer and to grow in holiness. But to do this, everybody needs a mentor to sit with them one-on-one and hold them accountable and encourage them. And that's why we need you. We will train you exactly on how to do this. Are you interested in changing others by changing yourself? Then go to our website at schooloffaith.com and sign up. God bless you.